This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, good to be with you on a Friday. Payne and Pendergast. 20 minutes from now, we will do five reasons I hate you. Golden State Warriors, maybe the easiest one ever to put together. And if you want to send in some now, feel free to 713-572-4610. So, Seth, I was going and finding some audio last night for some other segment we were doing today. And one of the things that popped up, you know, that got curated to me by the algorithm was the night of the draft 2 years ago in 2023 that 10-minute sequence where C.J. Stroud had just been selected by the Texans, and then all of a sudden the logo on the screen on the NFL Network for the third pick goes from a Cardinal and goes whoop, and flips over to a Texan.
Yeah.
Which was badass if you were at the draft party. Like
that I was at the draft party, and it was crazy.
It was crazy, yeah. And I'm like, well, I want to watch this. I want to watch this again. I mean, Will Anderson Jr. is my favorite Houston Texan right now, and I want to watch how this came to be. For the 100th time, I've gone back and rewatched Draft Night 2023 so many times, given how it's worked out for this team. But this is the NFL Network version of it, and this is what's interesting about this, is that Daniel Jeremiah, who had called that trade in the mock draft the day before, is one of the guys on the set there. He's, you know, it's Rich Eisen, it's Charles Davis, Joel Klatt, and Daniel Jeremiah on the set there. This was the trade getting announced by Ian Rappaport, actually. They brought Ian Rappaport and said, Ian, you got big news. Tell us.
There's the Cardinals brass with 90 seconds. Ian, you've got big news?
News, a big-time trade. Sources say that the Houston Texans are trading up to number 3 with the Arizona Cardinals. So the Houston Texans, who just shocked all of us and took C.J. Stroud at 2, are back up again, potentially to take the top defensive player on the board. Absolutely wild. Nick Caserio is stunning us and wheeling and dealing.
So you can see they are celebrating, and it does appear that the Houston Texans using the 12th overall pick they received from Cleveland in the Deshaun Watson trade.
Yeah, and that was, if you remember that visual, Seth, like that was Nick on the phone banging his fist on the table, slamming the phone down in joy. You know, if you didn't know, if you had no context for what just happened, you would have thought Nick was pissed off. Looking
yeah,
at
yeah, like yeah,
slams
yeah,
his fist, that's a good point. Slams the phone down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
it was really, really cool. So the trade gets executed, and then the folks on the set there, again, Daniel Jeremiah was the one draft expert who called his shot with that trade. Texans from 12 up to 3 to draft Will Anderson Jr., his fellow cohorts there on the set gave him his props.
Did they pull off the Stroud Will Anderson double dip?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Did we hear about this last night?
Yes, we did.
Someone say that last night?
Look at his grin.
This team has 12 picks in this draft. They have 11 picks in the next draft. They've got a new head coach. They've got an opportunity with the assets they have to get the offensive identity of their team going forward and the defensive identity of their team going forward. Arizona's been shouting from the rooftops they want to get out, and the Texans have more ammunition than anybody else to get up. It just made so much sense. They pulled it off.
And that's exactly, like, it is wild to go back and listen on draft night, Seth, to hear Daniel Jeremiah say they've got a chance to get their identity on offense and a chance to get their identity on defense, and that's exactly how it's played out over these 2 years.
Yeah,
that's who those two guys have been for this
team. It really is. Okay, so if you go to Draft Day, the movie where people were kind of blown away by some of the trades in that movie and thought they were unrealistic or what have you, when you use the Jimmy Johnson point system, in that movie, when the Browns, to move from 7-1, trade their current first-round pick and then two future first-round picks, it works out to about, they overpaid by about one full first-round pick for that.
Yeah.
Everything gets screwed up when you talk about quarterbacks and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Texans trade up for the number 3 overall pick was pretty damn aggressive. I mean, I almost feel like if they had put that in the movie Trade Day, people would be looking at that as like, well, no, I mean, that's like a Julio Jones type trade. Nobody's going to do that for a defensive end. It would have been, if it hadn't worked out, if Will Anderson was a bust, people would be lambasting that as one of the dumbest trades ever. Not just because of the player selected, but because it was a very, very aggressive trade.
Yeah.
So it was a really gutsy move by the Texans that now, in hindsight, is 100% worth it. I don't think you can really overstate how aggressive a trade it was.
It was an aggressive trade, and the biggest criticism of that trade, if I recall, because the Texans gave up their second round pick, which was top of the second round. It was the 33rd overall pick, and then they gave up the next year's first and third. And if you remember, the thing that we didn't know at first was which first round pick in 2024 that they gave up, because they still had one more first rounder left from the Deshaun Watson trade in 2024. And everybody's going, well, they must have given up the Cleveland pick because Cleveland's better than the Texans. Why would you give up the first round pick that's yours? The Texans are going to be a top 5 pick again next year because they stink. Well, they gave up their pick, which turned out to be the right play. They were better than the Browns, you know, in the 2023 season. The Browns' first round pick actually ended up being the better of those two picks. The trade revisited here, someone put this graphic out. The picks have all been used on the Will Anderson trade. And at the end of the day, the Texans received Will Anderson Jr. And then one of the picks they got back in that deal was a fourth rounder in 2023 that eventually they used to get Kalen Bullock in 2024. Like, you know, you do a couple more moves with that pick and you wind up. So they essentially got Will Anderson Jr. and Kalen Bullock. The Cardinals ended up using all those picks. They wound up with Paris Johnson, the offensive tackle, who's been good for them at Ohio State. Not been Will Anderson, but he's been good. And then a bunch of dudes who are either injured or haven't played. You know, B.J. Ojulari is who they used the 33rd overall pick on in that draft in 2023. He tore his ACL last year. Garrett Williams, first-round pick in 2024 that they got for that, they used for Darius Robinson, who didn't get on the field last year, and then Elijah Jones. Just based on all the players that ended up getting picked with that draft capital, the Texans win that trade in a landslide.
Well, the most fun part about that entire Will Anderson trade was everybody afterwards was saying, oh, the Texans, everybody knows. Remember, that was what they say. Everybody knows the Texans are going to be the worst team in the league next year. And they would say it like it was a mathematical fact. Mm-hmm. And that's why it made it even worse. At the time, the Texans basically, like the way it graded, if you wanted, without saying the actual points, it was like the Cardinals had gotten an extra 24th overall pick by making that deal. The way they graded, if you look at it, is okay if the Texans pick ended up being a mid-round pick or whatever. Whereas that Bo Callahan trade in draft day was, I think, the equivalent of a 17th overall pick. Like this was a draft day Sonny Weaver trading for Bo Callahan type of pick. That's how much of an overpay
based on the point system.
Based on the point system, it approached that.
Here's what the pick sounded like 2 years ago.
We're just rent payers in the Texans world at present.
The Arizona Cardinals have traded the third pick to the Houston Texans. With the third pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Anderson Jr., linebacker, Alabama.
And we're coming off of a year. We had Sauce Gardner on the pregame. Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson were offensive, defensive rookies of the year. Two top 10 picks who have given your Jets a lot of hope. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers adds to that. They're candidates in Houston to have offensive, defensive rookie of the year this coming season.
DJ called his shot again, man. Not just Will Anderson. Not just the Texans are going to trade up and get Will Anderson, which happened. He was saying as Will's strolling out there to the stage that the Texans could have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year, which they did. They did.
Those he didn't two guys. Call attention to the fact that he had called that trade, right?
No, that was Charles Davis. The one who said, "Hey, DJ, you know, look at you, that kind of thing." Yeah.
Yeah. They. I wonder if at any point, I wonder if Daniel Jeremiah has always kind of winked or anything.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Finger said that he had some inside information on why he called that shot and in his mock draft. That was a weird thing to be able to call without inside information.
That was answers to the test. That was like answers to the test kind of stuff.
Which honestly, it gives him that much more value as a pre-draft discussion dude because you know that he is getting information from teams and that then when he's, you know, he's not going to nail all his mock draft selections or anything, but a lot of things he's saying about the prospects and how teams feel about the prospects, I very much trust Daniel Jeremiah.
I do too, and he is stating with emphasis this week that it's Tyler Booker and Kelvin Banks Jr. that the Texans really, really want. So take that for what it's worth. Here was Will Anderson Jr.'s interview with Melissa Stark up on stage right after he became a Houston Texan.
They trade up to get you. You're the first defensive player taken off the board. What does that say about what the Texans think about you?
Man, it means everything. You know, everybody don't know how much hard work goes into this, man. The sacrifices I made, the hard work, the dedication, everything that goes into this. They just see what happened on Saturday. But the process, man, I'm just so blessed and favored by God.
And we just talked to your new quarterback, the leader on offense. You're going to be the leader on defense. Look at this smile. I love it. What are you bringing? What are fans getting in you?
They're just getting a complete player, complete person, a high character player, but also a good player, you know what I'm saying? It's going to go out there, do his job every snap, relentless motor, high mindset, good motivation, good energy on the team, jumping up and down, and that's what I'm all about, and I'm ready.
I don't even have to say it, but go get it.
Go get it. Let's go.
I love my favorite part of that. They're getting a good player. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yes, I know exactly what you're saying. You are a very good player, Will Anderson. Yes.
Yeah, that was cool too. That with that weekend was fun because we got so many opportunities to see Will Anderson and CJ Stroud had their press conference together.
Yeah,
and we had all the footage of them hanging out together and everything behind the scenes. And they had already known each other, but you could see how well they got along. That was really cool. That whole first year was fun because Will Anderson's family and CJ Stroud's family seemed to be just like wide-eyed as anybody else, and just how cool it is. It felt like a very much a changing of the guard in a good way because it was just there was a certain level of almost collegiate enthusiasm about the team that you don't see in the NFL a lot.
Yeah.
Between D'Amico's personality and then those two guys, you know, still at a point where they didn't know what they didn't know about the dark side of the NFL.
They hadn't
seen various friends get cut or traded or injured or whatever, but it was a fun year.
It was one of the greatest nights of being a Texan fan. You know, I've been back here since 2007. I wasn't here for the part of the franchise that you were on the team, Seth. I moved back here in 2007. For my money, since moving back here, that was one of the greatest nights as a Texan fan. It wasn't even a game. It was just something where you felt like, oh, okay, between that and hiring D'Amico 2 months before that, it feels like, all right, now we're rolling here. And if someone told you that night they'd have won two AFC South championships with 10-7 records the first 2 years, I would have signed up for that night. And that's what we've gotten those first 2 years. I do have a bit of PTSD from that night because when they drafted CJ, we were at the party. The party, for people who don't remember or weren't there, was at Miller Outdoor Theater. And you've got that huge grass amphitheater that leads into a covered actual theater area with seats, and nobody's sitting down after the CJ Stroud pick. So I'm walking down there to go celebrate with Amy and her parents, who were sitting down in like the second row down there near the stage. And I'm down there celebrating with them and hugging and high-fiving. You know, Texan fans are high-fiving, you know, like as I'm walking down there, you know, you see familiar faces and it's really cool. And I get down there, and as I'm celebrating with Amy's family, Seth, Amy's mom looks at me, who's just a sweetheart. She looks up at me and she says, "The Texans are picking third." And I said, no, they just picked second. And I'm really mansplaining to her as well. I'm like, no, they just picked second, JoLynn. They're not picking third. No, I think they're picking third. And I said, no, they just picked CJ Stroud with the second pick. She goes, I'm looking at my phone and it says they're picking third. And I have to do this like a third time. And then I look up at the screen and the Cardinals logo flips and turns into a Texans logo. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to need to get her something really nice for Christmas this year. After they really are picking third. She was right. I was wrong. She broke that news to me. She was basically the Adam Schefter of our group right there, that the Texans were picking third. I felt horrible. But then they picked Will Anderson and I felt better again. I forgot about the whole thing. So that was good.
During the break, I was trying to figure out like exactly what a fair trade would be for the Texans to trade up with the Cardinals again, and to get to 16th overall.
Okay,
and it's pricey. I'm not good enough on the trade calculator yet to really get a feel for it.
That's the range you might have to move up into if you really like Tyler Booker and Kelvin Banks Jr. That is a relevant. And we'll probably talk more. We'll talk a ton about that next week, obviously. Like, okay, if they're going to maneuver to these parts, if they're going to look to trade back, what do fair deals look like? The Texans were, ironically, picking 25th in the draft that they drafted Deshaun Watson. They moved up from 25th to 12th in that draft and gave Cleveland their next year's first-round pick. You know that, and I think about that. Like, they were doing that for a quarterback. Is there any player that's hovering around in the top 10 that if they slip to 12— you would give up a first-round pick for if you were you'd give up next year's first to go up and get, because you're obviously not going to move up and get a quarterback. You've got C.J. Stroud. And the only one I can think of, like, if Tyler Warren were sitting there and you really wanted a tight end, you really felt like that would add an element to this offense, you know, Nick Caley, tight ends coach, getting the best tight end in this draft, would you give up your one next year, which you think is going to be in the 20s at worst somewhere, to move up and get Tyler Warren? That's an interesting one to me. You know, stuff like that. We'll talk a lot about stuff like that next week. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, that was fun for me. I liked reliving that Will Anderson, the Will Anderson pick from last year. But this will be more fun. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Warriors edition. Start sending them in now. We've got people sending them in already. Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I hate Steph's half-court shots that go viral before the games. Yeah, stuff like that. Why we hate the Warriors, 5 reasons. That's coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.